Hey guys, and welcome to the first video episode of Tom and Talk. I'm Jay, and with the lockout being over and a deal being signed, I've got to say, the main thing on my mind right now is re-signing the man, the leader, the brave, our cornerstone, our franchise, much like Chipper, a man we cannot repeat without. But for you out there who do not believe that this man is worth $30 million a year, 6 years, 185, let me play you guys something. And I tell you, I still get emotional just looking at it. It really goes in to someone being a Brave, what we stand for as a team. Just watch this, and if you're a true fan, you'll really get emotional.
The bottom of the eighth, and I know it's been a few years.
Now this is Josh Hader.
But how could you not think about Freddie's walk-off homer right here?
Josh Hader, one of the best relievers in the major leagues. You knew when it went off his bat.
Going back, Kane at the wall. That is good! Oh!
Freddie Freeman's left the yard and put the Braves on top in the bottom of the eighth with a solo shot to left center.
Look at that celebration. You don't ever see that.
In game four of the NLDS.
First pitch.
I mean, he doesn't celebrate like this at all.
The ballpark, and they're going crazy here in Atlanta. He is a dangerous, dangerous man.
Oh my God, you just knew when it came off the bat.
Everyone down in that first base dugout.
I've never seen him celebrate so much, rounding the bases. He did it again,
unbelievable,
folks.
And look, you never seen him do that. Such a beautiful sight.
Christian Yelich with two outs.
Which, that right there led to this.
Freddie Freeman and the Atlanta Braves are heading to the National League Championship Series.
They have eliminated the Milwaukee Brewers, and they win here in Atlanta in front of 40,000 strong. And this...
No, guys. That should say all we need to say right there. Is that this is what needs to be done. This is the man we need on our team leading us. I mean, I don't know if everybody heard our podcast earlier, and there was a little tidbit in there about how hard and dedicated Freeman is. Matter of fact, when Dansby needed a day off, he packed his little sweater up and his locker up. And, I mean, he just gave him a little bit of heck. Even the coaching staff had to ask Freddie, hey, don't make it too big of a deal, right? The guy is a workaholic. He is a perfectionist. He wants this team to do the best it can. And without him, we cannot succeed. So, just for the people on Twitter that are saying, we don't need to pay a $33 million, 33-year-old, $30 million a year for the next 6 years, and let the man retire Brave. That video says otherwise. 26 years we waited. And I mean, the guy gave us a deal on his first contract, took a hometown discount. I don't think it should have went to this point. He should have never went into his contract year without an extension. Albeit, we just came off that shortened season. Apparently, the club lost a lot of money because, you know, obviously no fans in 2020, so the Battery wasn't making the money. But you figure around the All-Star break, okay, you've got money, you know. Team president comes in there and tells, hey, do what you got to do. We've been selling out. We're going to keep making money. We're flush. Get what you need to get us to the playoffs. That right there, or right when we clinched the division, would have been the time for us to actually do something truly meaningful by signing Freeman. Now, I mean, there's really not much else to say other than let's get the job done. Don't let the Dodgers outbid us, much like they did for Andrew or the Yankees. I mean, you can't compete with either one of them. They got more capital than we do, and they don't care about crossing that luxury tax. But we cannot let them take our 2022 season and beyond. The Dodgers have had enough success. Let's put an end to that. Let's hold on to the man that matters, our captain. Let's get the job done. Now, guys, we're going to hear a word from our sponsor, and I'm going to come back and maybe play another clip, and I'm going to go into a different subject, but we'll come back and finish up the rest of the podcast. All right. All right, guys. I want to tell you about Anchor. It's a free and pretty easy way to make a podcast. You know, it'll distribute your podcast out to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. So for an easy way to make a podcast, look up Anchor. Hey guys, and welcome back. So this is me broadcasting from my daughter's room. All right, so we covered why we need to get Freeman back. Well, I have long been spouting about Riley being robbed of the MVP honors. The man truly deserved it. Had a wonderful season. Of course, this is all credited to the hitting coach that is no longer with us. And I hope he doesn't regress from his 2021 season. Hopefully we still get the same level of production. His timing is still going to be on without having that hitting coach to bounce things off of. But let me tell you exactly why I think, or better yet, let me show you exactly why I think he was truly robbed. And this is really the only one that matters, honestly, because this is huge. All right, so this is his performance in the NLCS. And, I mean, without his performance, we don't get to the World Series. So let's just start it right here.
And Riley rips one.
All right, so that's game one. All right, there we go. I mean, look at that. Look at that. Now, last year, he would have simply whiffed at some sliders, you know. He can nail the daylights out of a fastball. Just look at the plate discipline. Look at the difference from 2020 to 2021. I mean, it was amazing.
Look at this. Away, he throws the one mistake he made all night, backed up. And Austin Riley,
just look at
all
that.
Summer long, he has carried this Braves team.
He was locked in all season. But because, you know, it's like his second or third year in the majors, he's not getting much attention. Wow. Just look at that go. Oh, my God. That was a beautiful moment right there. Now, you realize, we don't win the first two at home, we're going to have problems. Because we do not have the best record at the latrine, obviously. I mean, look at this.
In the air, center field, deep, glasses on for Lux. He's at the wall, and he missed it.
God, that was a bloop.
Freeman now on his way to third, Riley into second base. Bullpen for a minute. And a swing and a drive.
Just look locked in. And his head.
Automatic double.
scores Albies.
With a layoff, the 2-2 pitch that you talked about.
I mean, we also can't undercut Ozzie's performance, man, getting on base. Because he gets, you know, on base and
75 hits with two strikes.
I mean, it's just unbelievable. Really, truly unbelievable, guys.
I mean, got it done for Atlanta tonight, at least to this point.
Really cannot say enough about Riley's performance throughout the season, but mainly in the playoffs, he was Mr. Clutch. I mean, I know I was spouting during the playoffs, Jocktober, you know, Mr. Clutch, but really, honestly, Mr. October was Austin Riley. He didn't have a slump during the season. He didn't have a slump during the playoffs. He was our most consistent hitter. And his defense wasn't too shoddy either. I mean, really, you don't really see all he does just because he's not, I guess, an established player. But that right there, those examples right there are why I argue so hard that this man got robbed of MVP honors. And why I always state it's just basically a popularity contest. I mean, Freeman was hosed many times, you know, over the years that he truly deserved it, but of course someone else won it. One of the pods recently, I was talking with Hunter about Nolan Ryan, a guy with over 5,000 strikeouts, over 300 wins. I think it's 355, maybe. I might be wrong, but he got all these wins while playing with losing teams, but the man never got a Cy Young Award. It just clearly states that it's not the best guy at their position or the best guy who deserves it the most. It's all who gets the most publicity. It, like I said, there are better ways to choose award winners. There are better ways to choose people who go into the Hall of Fame. And I truly believe that the reporters are not your best way of getting those results. We need to find another way. Either go by stats or, you know, how they performed during the season. I don't know. There's got to be a better way than what we're handling right now. But, so this was our first video, and probably in the near future we'll be adding Hunter and Jamin in with this stuff too. But I figured we'd give it a test run just to see how it turns out. And you know, if you're not subscribed to us, please subscribe. Also give us some feedback. We have a page on Facebook. We have, which is Tama Talk. Then we're on Gilded, which would be Tama Talk 22 on Gilded. And then our Twitter, which is, I believe, Talk_Tama. I'd have to really check that. But you can find us there, and also on Instagram. But anyways, so I was talking about the Facebook page. My cousin actually designed that, and I want to give him a little bit of a shout-out here. It's bdaffiliatemarketing.com, and he does, like, work from home, travel deals, gold investments, all that stuff. So, you know, give him a look. If you've got a company, he can help you with your website. He can get things going for you. And he does it at a lower cost than most other companies. So definitely check him out and, you know, maybe give him a call. See what he can do for you. Anyways, guys, it's been interesting. So hopefully you like it. And hopefully we get some good responses from it. I will talk at you later. Peace out.